This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pfizer seeks approval to inject infants.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Pfizer seeks approval to inject infants with deadly gene therapy shots. We're going to play that clip and come back with Owen Schroyer and Christy Lee in studio with us tonight. We have got so much to cover with these massive war crimes being committed against the Russians. And again, I'm not a Russophile, folks. I'm a Truthophile. And this is just unbelievable war crimes on tape, and our corporate media is not covering it. But first, here's this report dealing with the system coming after our children with their bioweapon injection, and we'll come right back.
Because some human beings care about their children, VAERS was established in 1990 as an early warning system to identify negative reactions and side effects of vaccination, which makes sense, but there are major problems. It is managed by the FDA and the CDC, which explains why the VAERS database requires a class to learn how to find anything. Taking the time to actually file a report is voluntary, and out of fear of losing their jobs or being considered an anti-vaxxer, nobody wants to speak ill of the all-holy vaccine, let alone make an official report. It is estimated that only 1% of vaccine injuries ever get reported to VAERS. So that means when VAERS reports over 44,000 adverse reactions and 90 deaths, one can expect it to be as much as 4.4 million adverse reactions and 9,000 deaths. And these numbers are only from the age 5 to 17 group. Conservative numbers put it at 10%, which is 500,000 children that have been wounded and killed from an unneeded, unwanted, experimental gene therapy shot that we were lied to about every step of the way. Thanks to the Open VAERS project, which is built upon the VAERS data, the public can easily search these reports and see for themselves. People are reporting adverse reactions such as chronic pain, loss of hearing and taste, talking gibberish, and acting out aggressively. And these are the mild cases. There is a tsunami of major brain damage, heart disease, and fatalities. Edward Dowd has analyzed the data and has reported an 84% increase in deaths among ages 25 through 40, which is the same amount of lives lost to the Vietnam War. Toby Rogers estimates that Big Pharma kills twice as many people that died in World War II every single year. The press ignores this because it's not enough. They want your newborn babies as well. Pfizer is pushing to have children as young as 6 months old given a shot that we know is potentially fatal, even though children were never at risk and are still not at risk. The United States has been force injecting infants and children with experimental vaccines for years, and now they want to add the infamous clot shot. Thanks to virtue signaling mothers, some children have already been getting it in the womb, which is resulting in miscarriages, stillbirths, and deaths from breastfeeding on toxic, genetically modified mother's milk. Pfizer is planning on submitting another application for emergency use authorization in early April. That's about 18 million children under five who could be sacrificed to the altar of Big Pharma and political correctness. If Pfizer can achieve permanent liability protection from the FDA, who they control, then they can add the mRNA gene therapy shot to the childhood vaccine schedule, where it will enjoy permanent liability protection under the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. These same crooks are putting a judge on the Supreme Court who openly defends leniency towards crimes that involve child rape. They're coming for your children, and they will not stop. If you still care about the human race and are looking for something you can do right now, you can go to Toby Rogers at Substack and read his urgent call to action for more info. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are very honored and blessed to be joining you on this live March 27th, 2022 transmission. The great Owen Schroyer and Christy Lee are in the other studio with massive news coming up. They'll be co-hosting with me this hour, and then they'll be hosting the special broadcast we do that is Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central, on the total sexualization and total pedophilic takeover of public schools across the country, including Austin, Texas. Headline, Texas Attorney General says Austin School District is breaking state law after barring parents, this is Fox News, barring parents from Pride Week, where they teach the children how to have sex with each other and more. There's video of it. I mean, this is just next level. Forget let gay marriage happen. Man, let us have your kids. This is unbelievable. I don't care if they're heterosexual, homosexual. This is pedophilic. That is all coming up. They have exclusive footage of Christy Lee with the police coming after her for even showing being outside the school on Friday and Thursday. That is coming up. They're going to be riding shotgun with us on all these other issues here in just a moment. But I want to get back to where we are. We have footage, just hours of it. It's on InfoWars.com, on Ukrainian websites, and the Daily Mail and ABC News going, oh, the valiant Ukrainians, they chop the testicles off the Russians when they capture them. Got the Daily Mail around here. How great it is, how wonderful it is. And then we actually see footage of it. Now, I'm not going to show you the footage. I showed you shooting them in the testicles and shooting them, blowing their feet off, and shooting them in the knees. But then we have the footage of them with their clothes off, with their genitals blown off, kicking them in the groin as they beg. I mean, this is just next-level torture. But to the liberals, this is only as second best to killing a baby before it's born. I mean, this is high evil. This is super fun. This is what the Nazi battalions did in World War II. Now the grandchildren of those folks are doing it again. I'm not even for what Russia did, but the West funded the overthrow of the government 8 years ago. Soros bragged. And now they started a war with the ethnic Russian groups that are 50% of the population. And so the fight is going on, and Joe Biden is saying he wants nuclear war. Joe Biden is saying he wants to kill Putin. He says the U.S. may first strike Russia. I mean, you talk about scary. I mean, you talk about an out-of-control lunatic with the nuclear codes on TV. This is just so surreal, I can't even believe it's happening. Every night I go to bed, I'm thinking we may have nuclear war while I'm sleeping. Wow. So we have all that going on. Let's play a clip just of them shooting, and there's hours of this. It's on InfoWars.com. I'm not going to play it all here for you. It's too graphic. Shooting the Russians that have been captured in the knees, in the feet, and in their genitals. Here's the footage.
Кто офицеры? Офицеры кто?
And it goes on and on from there. You can see the genitals all destroyed. Everything else, and them laughing when they go, Ruski, Ruski, and kick him in the groin. Ha, 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 Ruski, Ruski. And then they say, Heil Hitler, and all the rest of their normal stuff. So, of course, which makes George Soros and Zelensky very proud, because that's the little secret about it all, who runs the Nazis. So, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I want to play a clip, though, before we, you know what, I'll get the clip after we go to our special guest host here. But we have the head of the whole New World Order, Larry Fink, BlackRock, saying some key things we'll cover at the bottom of the hour. But let's bring Owen Schroyer and, of course, his co-host tonight for Sunday Live onto the broadcast to tell us about exactly what is unfolding. So, Owen Schroyer and Christy Lee, what is your view on all this?
Well, you know, it's really hard to get down to the truth about anything that's going on in Ukraine. But the video that you played where it's the Russian soldiers getting tortured, I mean, that's what it is. That's been confirmed by so many news agencies that it's almost weird that they want us to see that and know that it's going on when there's so much other stuff going on with bombings and captures and Russian tanks and all this other stuff. And you're like, okay, well, where's the original source? Who's confirming it? You know, there's all these different languages. It's very confusing. But all of them confirmed and bragged like, yes, this is what we're doing to the Russians. Ukrainian news, everybody. Yes, look, we've got them. We've got the Russian dogs. And they confirm this video. It's like, we can't confirm anything else. Snake Island, Ghost of Kiev, all this other stuff. Like, oh, we don't know. No, it's fake news. But then this, though, they brag about this, Alex. They want us all to know.
Well, it's designed to make Putin escalate it and start World War III. All of it is.
Well, that's what you get the feeling of. But I think it's becoming more and more clear by the day. The real agenda from the Biden administration is they want this to go on as long as possible. They want this to go on as long as
possible. Yeah, this is their reelection bid.
And it's the perfect scapegoat. Oh, high gas prices, inflation, all this other stuff. Russia is the perfect scapegoat that they can blame for all of that. Plus, if you take a look at the weapons manufacturer's stocks, they've all gone up at least 25% in the last
That's right. Months. COVID was for Big Pharma. Now defense gets its trillions. Well said. Christy Lee, what's your view on this?
Well, it's just sickening to have to watch that. I mean, it's extremely violent, but like Owen said, it's interesting that they will show us that. It's also interesting that we're constantly, those of us that try and post things, constantly get misleading or missing context for everything that we post. Meanwhile, Biden is posting on Facebook that Zelensky is a Jew. There's no Nazi element. Well, just because Zelensky is Jewish doesn't mean that there isn't a Nazi element. And so it's like he's trying to take that away from the fact that there's this violence and that there is a Nazi element there. But there's no missing context or misleading fact check attached to that, which obviously that is misleading just by pointing out that he's Jewish, that supposedly that there's not a Nazi element to root out.
But beyond the Nazi element thing, the West started the war in Ukraine and did all this. That's not debatable. And the fact that the battle lines of World War II were Nazi versus Russian. So, of course, that's the last battle that was fought there. I'm just really concerned. We're a month plus into this now. How crazy is this going to get?
Well, I think, you know, what's odd is Zelensky's come out and said, okay, we won't be a part of NATO, but that didn't seem to calm things down. I'm not really sure what Putin's full agenda here is. That's the one thing, if you could say Putin hasn't been honest. He hasn't been honest about that. He said he wouldn't invade. He did. So I think he's kind of unpredictable, even for the globalists.
I agree. We don't know what Putin's real plan is.
But that's actually what adds to, like, the genius of it. I mean, the fact that Trump was such a good leader is because you never knew what he was doing. That's why people didn't go into war on his clock. And so in that same aspect, they're like, what is he doing? Will he do any nuclear? And they won't answer that question. So it's actually, whereas Biden just is like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And so it's just the tactics of war obviously are not good on our side. They just want to push us into war ultimately.
Yeah, and if you do believe Biden and his slip-ups from his short trip to Europe, he said troops will be in Ukraine. So I guess that's him telling us within maybe before or after midterms, they're going to send troops to be on the ground in Ukraine. Just another war in a foreign country that our troops will have to die in. We'll spill blood and treasure in, and we'll get no benefit at all.
I mean, is this a backup plan if they don't have a serious virus situation that they'll be like, oh, we can't vote right now, or we can't, or we have to have mail-in ballots again because we're in the middle of World War III? I mean, is this just the backup plan?
Christy, I totally agree with you. This new war is COVID 2.0, and that's really the big question we're all going to be asking ourselves is how crazy is this going to get? And why is Biden saying we'll nuke Russia, kill Putin, and then his own Secretary of State says, no, that's not what we're doing. It just shows it's all completely out of control. I want to play this clip when we come back. A BlackRock CEO, Larry Fink, says Russia's Ukraine war is upending world order. What does that really mean? Are they really claiming that globalism's in trouble, or is this just globalism expanding its control? I'm going to do three more segments with our guest host, and they're going to take over tonight from the other studio for Sunday Night Live. They've got so much to cover. And again, this is independent media trying to tell the truth, trying to find the answers. Such a precious operation. We're only here because of you and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. But just as important as you spreading the word and sharing the live feeds, the articles, the videos, and more, again, at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. We'll be right back on the other side with Christy Lee, Owen Schroyer, a bunch of video clips, and so much more ahead of the weekday shows that kick off at 8 a.m. Central with Harrison Smith.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Powers of world government, powers of dehumanization want this broadcast silenced. Please never forget that. So, BlackRock CEO with over $10 trillion in management, the guy that invented housing derivatives and massive frauds, he has come out, ladies and gentlemen, with a letter to their shareholders and said, world government is over. Globalism is over. It failed. Now everybody's going to starve and society is going to collapse. Go read the letter. He actually says it. You should read it for yourself and see it. Because globalism was always meant to collapse society. And I told you, they want to collapse the nation state and have everything implode, the third world implode, and then have a city state set up that's above the law and run by them. That's their plan to collapse civilization. A post-industrial world is the statement they make. I mean, they got their acolytes and their minions to go along with all this corruption and censorship and secret arrest and wars and lies to build the utopia. And now they go, oh my God, it all failed. The utopia is over. The utopia is over. And now globalism has to fight the nationalist. He actually says that in a statement. They're the ones that caused the war. They're the extremists, not us. It's all been prescripted. Here's a clip of Laura Ingraham talking about it Friday night.
We've told you before about the great reset of capitalism that's being pushed by the elites at the World Economic Forum. Now, among the most ardent resetters is BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. But in his annual shareholder letter today, Fink issued a warning to his Davos buddies, saying the Russian invasion of Ukraine has put an end to the globalization we've experienced over the last three decades. Companies and governments will also be looking more broadly at their dependencies on other nations. Joining me now is Victor Davis Hanson, Hoover Institution Senior Fellow. Well, Victor, if there's a bright light and a devastating, tragic, ongoing nightmare in Ukraine, it might be that people are generally beginning to wake up to the idea that it's time to decouple from these despotic regimes.
Yeah, I think people understood from the League of Nations failure in the 30s that political globalism never worked. I mean, the United Nations condemned Russia's invasion, didn't do any good. The majority of the population in the world didn't sign on to sanctions. That's why Joe Biden has changed his tune. But what's fascinating, Laura, is this is economic globalization. This was supposed to make us all live in utopia. And here we have an architect of it, and he's saying, you know, two or three years ago, he would say, you know, capital chases labor and production costs anywhere in the world where they're the cheapest. And now he's saying we can't do that. And I think he's saying that because the natural order of history is not calm. It's not peace. It's not cooperation. Unfortunately, and tragically, it's war. It's revolution. It's plague. And we learned that with COVID and now Ukraine. Right. And so now
everybody knows I'm not trying to make intellectual dunks on Laura Ingraham or anybody. But that's pathetic. Oh, Larry Fink now realizes his plan failed of love, and now he realizes it's all. No, they sucked everybody dry. They sold everybody on this police state in the name of ending war. And then now they go, oh, my gosh, it all failed. Now we're going to have to, you know, do whatever. This is a really serious situation. Christy Lee, Owen Schroyer, what's your view on this statement by the most powerful globalist in the world, Larry Fink?
Well, I think it's pretty clear they're just running a bait and switch or a shell game here to blame Putin or Russia for everything. It's the same thing that Biden is doing here in America. It's just the
wait a minute. You mean gas prices aren't up because of hyperprinting of currency? You mean it's Putin's fault, right?
Well, they brag all day how they're going to have this great reset and how you're going to have to pay for it. And now it's actually bearing fruits and you're seeing it. And they've got the perfect invasion of Ukraine with Russia behind it to distract from it and say, oh, look, this is all Putin's fault. You're going to starve because of Putin. You're going to be poor because of Putin. You're going to eat the bugs because of Putin. And it was their plan all along. So, again, I don't know if this is Putin even playing into their hands or falling into a trap or he's still acting organically or doing his own thing, but clearly that's what's going to happen here. And when you have Joe Biden letting it slip, letting the cat out of the bag, oh, expect food shortages, expect famine.
He didn't say expect. He says it's going to happen. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's all this is to me. It's just the bait and switch. It's a shell game. Perfect scapegoat for all the things the globalists are doing, all the things Biden is doing, is Putin and Russia. And he just really doesn't even play ball with them at all. He comes out and makes a statement maybe once a week or every other week to just kind of give an update. But other than that, you really don't know what Putin is doing, what Putin is thinking, what warnings he's making on a daily basis.
Russia continues to be the wild card that America should be. Christy Lee, what do you think's going on?
Well, I'm of course, thoroughly tainted by the mainstream news. So even with Fox News coming out with this and the Wall Street Journal talking about it, I'm just skeptical of every bit of it. If they say that oh, no, we're losing our plans of globalization, I feel like if they're putting that out there that it's the opposite, that they still have these plans and they're still going to move forward and they're just kind of like trying to make it seem like that they're surrendering. So I'm just always skeptical. If that's the narrative that they're putting out, I'm always thinking it's something that's the opposite.
No, I totally agree. I mean, what they're doing is, oh, the collapse isn't the New World Order, it's Putin. That's why your gas prices are up. That's why all this, which that's just the cherry on top. It's been the whole devaluation, their whole program, their lockdowns that did this. You're totally right, Christy.
Yeah, I mean, and if people are waking up, that is the silver lining of all of this. I mean, everybody feels the pain at the pump. Everybody feels the prices at the grocery store. And I don't think people are buying it anymore, that it's just Putin's fault. We were feeling this before this all happened, and now they're trying to reach back and continue to blame things that have nothing to do with it. And
I agree. National polls show 25% of people blame Putin. They're blaming Biden and the globalists. You're right. I mean, everybody knows it's Biden who shut down the Keystone Pipeline, not Putin.
And it's funny because Biden will say, this is just poor leadership, and he's referring to Putin. But it's just like, no, it is poor leadership, but it's your poor leadership.
And exactly. I wish it was all Putin's fault. Sorry, Owen, go ahead.
But just notice what they always do. In the Bush years, it was you're losing your freedoms because of radical Islamic terrorists. No, the government did that. During the coronavirus years, it's you're losing your freedom because of a virus. No, government did that. Now, during this Ukraine war, which will probably go on for years, who knows, maybe even decades, and they'll say, oh, it's not your government, it's Putin doing that. It's the Ukraine war doing that. So it's the same story. Our government constantly destroying us, destroying our freedoms, destroying our country, and then blaming somebody else. It's the typical game that they play with us. And the people are starting to wake up to it, but those that fall for the propaganda are more obvious than ever. Yeah, here's another Stand with Ukraine march. I know there was a big one in Philadelphia today. They have them in Austin all the time. It looks like this one is in D.C. So it just shows how they can just get their masses, their brainwashed masses, even if it is a minority, to go along with anything, get in the streets, and then they win the optical battle because they own all the news stations, so they just make it look like, oh, everybody loves Ukraine, everybody's standing with Ukraine, and if you're paying more for gas and food for Ukraine, then that's okay. That's just fine.
And again, if the Ukrainians really didn't want to be with Russia, I'd be all for it. But Soros brags they went and started it and did it. It's ridiculous.
This is just more of the let's blame Russia for everything. And that's why it's laughable at this point. And that's why people are waking up, because they've blamed Russia on literally everything. And we've seen every narrative crumble.
Oh, I slipped and fell, Christy, in the shower yesterday. Putin did it. He had a little banana peel right there. We're going to come back and talk about this and a lot more and where the economy's going and where you guys think this is all going to unfold. With Christy Lee and Owen Schroyer straight ahead, I'm Alan Schoen. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, And InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Shows back live. Christy Lee and Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with us. They're taking over in about 27 minutes in the third and fourth hour tonight on just staggering sexualization, brainwashing, and grooming of our children in Austin, Texas, where we're based. And exclusive footage, that's all coming up. Christy's loaded for bear. So is Owen. But, guys, getting back to the current state of the world and looking at what's happening to the U.S. economy, we see Biden saying, oh, food shortages will happen in America. And sanctions on Russia are sanctions on America. But Russia is just selling its extra oil to China and India. It's not even hurting Russia. What's your views on this economic situation? Because it's just crazy to watch.
Here's the big geopolitical picture that nobody wants to talk about. And it's weird, Alex, to think that us here at InfoWars, this ragtag team of freedom-loving, free speech-loving berserkers are the only people that understand this or are at least willing to talk about it. The geopolitical forces of nature are changing rapidly right now. And what you see is Saudi Arabia, UAE, probably Egypt in time, Mexico, Brazil, and Russia and China and India all starting to form this kind of anti-globalist pact with one another. It doesn't mean they see eye to eye on everything, but they know most of the world's corruption is coming out of the West. They know that it's the Western political empires that are running most of these operations.
Exactly. They know it's the globalists in control. Exactly.
And look, they've got their own corrupt leaders, and they've got their own stolen loot, and they've got their own problems. They don't want to teach their kids how to suck cock, okay? They don't want to teach their kids how to be gay and use dildos and vibrators and everything else. I mean, that's just one measurement of it. They also don't want to
see... Well, Putin even came out for J.K. Rowling and said, she says men are men, women are women, she's banned. This really freaks people out around the world that your boy, we're going to teach your boy he's a girl. That really is kind of a break the deal thing for people.
Well, and look, I'm not trying to be graphic. We've got the stories, Christy Lee covered this months ago, where they show your kids pornographic material and teach young boys how to give blowjobs. I mean, that to other boys. So we're going to cover that coming up.
You shouldn't teach boys, girls, anybody that. Jesus. I mean.
Yeah, it's so disgusting, and that is one interesting thing. I know you've watched plenty of the Oliver Stone stuff, but we watched that whole thing where he's talking to Putin, very long documentary. It's really fascinating to hear about what he thinks about these things, and particularly, basically, they don't let them talk about that thing to children, those kinds of subjects to kids, period.
Well, exactly, Christy, and even 2 weeks ago, Bill Maher said, I agree with the governor of Florida, DeSantis. Why are you teaching six-year-olds how to do stuff that, I mean, it's totally evil. If a parent was teaching their six-year-old this, you'd arrest them. I mean, this is crazy.
It is so crazy, and I'm tending to see is that they've overplayed their hand. They pushed this to such a degree that it has caused many to wake up. But as far as the other subject with the Ukraine, it's interesting if you talk to actual Ukrainians or people that came here from Ukraine and just their perspective on things. I was talking to Angela for Indiana, a woman running for Congress there in Indiana, who came here as an immigrant from Ukraine, was born in Ukraine, just to hear her actual perception on everything. I was saying, so what is the truth, you know, because we're obviously getting major narratives from both sides, propaganda from both sides. And she said, what I am seeing is that the only explanation for the leadership in America is that they are purposely trying to destroy America. She's like, there's no other explanation for it. And it's so sad that I came here at the young age of 20 and I lived the American dream. I'm a successful financial advisor. Now I'm running for Congress and I have to now see the total destruction of America, the purposeful destruction of America at the hands of this current leadership.
Well, I mean, that's really it. Russia's not perfect. We're not even saying that. But clearly, when Putin says you're trying to take over and kill our families, that's what the left's doing. And that's what they're teaching in Ukraine. And then that's the reality here is they're coming for our children.
Well, and I think if you look at the Gaddafi story, everything kind of builds out from here now. For so many years, there wasn't a political leader or country that wanted to stand up to the West for obvious reasons. I mean, look at Bill Clinton bombing Kosovo and all the countries that they would just bomb relentlessly just to get headlines off of him getting blowjobs under the White House desk. Look at what we did during the Bush years. Look at what we did during the Obama years. So nobody wants to stand up to the West. Nobody wants to stand up to the globalists and fight for an independent nation, or they'll give you the Gaddafi. And everybody knows this. We have the emails from Hillary Clinton's staffers and the Democrat Party.
They'll give you the Belgrade.
So now here comes Putin, and Putin is basically giving the double bird to the Western media, which is their first line of defense. And then if they don't take that, they move on to just bombing you. Well, now people are saying, Putin is standing up to the West. Russia is standing up to the West. Oh, okay, maybe we can get on board with that. And so you see UAE, you see India, you see Mexico, you see Brazil, you see these other countries. So,
and again, the globalists actually stay in the game from that long term, and that's what's crazy about this.
They just don't, I just see it like this.
some of the world leaders have signed on to the idea, maybe because they believe it, that we're a virus on this planet. It's like from the movie The Kingsman, and so we have to be killed. We have to be killed, or the planet's going to die, and we won't be able to live on this life raft and floating through space. Or they just don't care. They like the money and power for themselves. Wipe humans off the earth. They really couldn't care either way. But I don't think that's every leader on the planet. I don't think that's what Donald Trump represented either. So there's kind of this resistance forming to that mindset of the only way to save humanity is to kill humanity. And it all seems to be kind of forming geopolitically right now around Russia's resistance to the globalists in Ukraine. And if you look at a NATO map from 1998 to just this last year, you'll see it's NATO that's been expanding. It's Russia that has biological weapons labs that are the United States backed on their borders. And they finally had enough with all the other stuff going on. And Putin decided, I'm launching this religious holy war for Russia, which is how he sees it. He's aligned himself with the Christian movement in Russia. He's a strong nationalist. And so he's decided this is his time. And he probably knows he's on a suicide mission. He probably knows that he's either going to get killed trying to do this to save Russia, or he's going to have a strong Russia, stronger than it's been in a long time, and they're going to be a world leader.
Chris, your views on that?
Well, I mean, Russia is the one that's winning in this so far. I mean, with even they're taking Bitcoin now, you know, their money is strengthening. Like you said, they're not hurting. They're just finding other buyers. So the sanctions only hurt us. So, I mean, this I would think would only embolden him. So something's got to give, which obviously is scary because we just feel so indefensible right now. I mean, gosh, we didn't even care about our borders here. So it is very... It's scary as a mother to just be watching all this play out, have no confidence in our leadership, and seeing the strengthening of other countries.
I think that's right. All right, final segment straight ahead. I got a couple important clips I want to play. And then the next 2 hours, Christy Lee and Owen Shore are going to host Sunday Live. Only 6 minutes of ads an hour for local stations. No network ads for us. Very, very important information coming up. Please don't forget, listeners, we're just trying to tell the truth. We're trying to give you the best analysis we can, not taking sides, just siding with the truth. Thank you for your word of mouth. That's what overrides the censors. And thank you for financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a big sale going on right now on things like T-shirts. A lot of the T-shirts I designed, I made, or the crew did, I never promoted them. So there's a huge stockpile of them. Like, why are we in the red? Well, you ordered 10,000 T-shirts. And you never promoted them. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we got to get money now. They're literally at cost up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on T-shirts. You'll see the big, you know, graphic up there that says mega super blowout sale. That's where you find it all. And these are great T-shirts. And they're printed in America. Most of the cloth's even from America. Some are made in Mexico or wherever. But most of it's made in America, printed in America. It's all printed in America. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139, and we need the funds to stay on air. And I'm so exhausted and cross-eyed, sometimes I'm like, God, I hope they don't support us. I'll just finally give up. But we can't give up, so please keep us in the fight. Thank you for being the InfoWar. Viewers and listeners and those who support us, you are the InfoWar, and you are the tip of the spear in this fight, and you outrage the globalists, and you make them so angry that we're still on air. So thank you for keeping us on air. You are the resistance. Viewers like you keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on.
I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now that we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'll do my own show. There's the War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, and American Journal with Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. from this very studio I'm in right now. The globalists hope you don't share those links. They hope you don't tell folks about the broadcast. They hope you don't tune in. But here's old Larry Fink, the head of the really $20 trillion, they say $10 trillion, but they've leveraged it, program who invented derivatives, who invented the mortgage-backed derivative in the 80s. He's just a front man of all this, but look at him. So confident. He sees you as something he's going to prey on. He runs all the leftist movements, the devaluation, the open borders. Look him up. And he says, oh, the New World Order failed. Everything's going to collapse. We're all going to be poor now. That was always their plan. They've already stolen the wealth. Now they want you to think nation states, individual people, caused this calamity we are now entering. And then I see these headlines where you've got the Supreme Court nominee defending sex offenders and child rapists. And then you wonder why all this is happening, because it's about getting us to go along with anything they want. Always believe a woman, they told us. And they told us, no, we don't even know what a woman is. That's where we are in this world today. So, Christy Lee, Owen Schroyer, give us a prelude of what's coming up in the third and fourth hour tonight.
But we were actually just discussing where we were going to go first out of the opening segment here coming up on Sunday Night Live. And quite frankly, my angle is we're going to show all the stuff. We're going to show all the Gay Pride for Kids marches. We're going to show how, and Christy just confirmed this because she's doing her own independent research too, how now when you're being taught grammar and English in schools, they have a whole new system with the they, them, transgender pronouns, which are just, it's just so out of control at this point. I don't even know how you could learn
total
anything.
Total take over to biology, language, everything. Literal sexualization of your children. You got to hand it to them. This is so diabolical.
Yeah, and I mean, if you were doing this in a playground or like I had like, you know, a summer camp for kids and I was doing this, I'd get sued, I'd go to jail, I'd be a predator because that's what it is. And in fact, we have the actual psychological warnings for what predatory behavior is, and they match it every single way. So we're going to show you everything they're doing. We're going to show you the pornographic material that they show to kids and then say, oh, it's not pornographic, it's educational, teaching your sons how to go into the bathroom and suck each other's male members. Not even kidding you, that's what they say.
That's
they
what
say
you
it's
learn
education.
In school now. Man, the left is just unbelievable.
They say it's educational, so, you know, it's not pornographic, but if I showed it on TV, I'd get an FCC warning. But so we're going to show all this stuff.
A bunch of dudes dressed as women dancing with our children, and oh, my God.
Yeah, it just goes on. But
literally a bunch of perverts being accessed to our children.
And that's what they want. You see, man, they walk right up to the kids, they grab their little heads, and they start to grind on them and everything. And
it's an act of dominance. Look at these headlines, Fox News. Texas Attorney General says Austin School Board is... and district is breaking state law after barring parents from Pride Week. They locked them out while they celebrated it and brainwashed them and psychologically raped them. Austin Elementary School holds Pride Parade, instructs students not to reveal what is said in community circles. We have the documents. I mean, this is pure pedophilia. A week-long indoctrination of your students, your children. School district breaks state law with Pride Week events, Texas AG says. And then we show the actual training. I mean, oh, my God.
So, yeah, and then I'm going to also show how this is not isolated incidents, but it's going on in every state right now. And then,
Just like Drag Queen Storytime is in Germany, it's in the UK, it's in Canada, it's in the U.S. It's all funded by BlackRock and other big banks. Christy Lee, what's coming up?
Well, I'm going to go on record and say I'm kind of sick, honestly, of Ken Paxton's lip service and Abbott. Like, they have always said a lot of good things, but they need to do more. It's pretty sad when I feel like I'm a one-woman show trying to fight against my own school district just outside of Austin ISD and then showing up to Austin ISD. And I'm the one that's kicked off. I'm the one that's pushed away. You guys all saw a whole day trying to show what they're teaching in school. I had the books. Some of the officers I was showing them to were horrified. But then when push came to shove and it went up the chain, the officer's like, yeah, I still can't take your police report because I talked to the district attorney of Texas, or I went up the chain and he said, we can't do anything about it because it's in an education setting. So I'm like, so pornography is okay as long as it's in the schools. Okay, that makes sense. So, I mean, I need more help. I need more parents to get involved. I need more of you all to pay attention to what's happening.
That's right. And this latest footage of you last week being kicked off just the sidewalk out there by police, how dare you expose that they're locking children in.
And the fact of the matter is as I was reflecting, you know, always thinking, like, what could I have done differently? What could I have done better? You know, I realized in reflection, they didn't ever even tell me to go away or to get off the school administrators. None of them. Their resort was to call police. They never asked me to leave. They just straight up went and called the police, and they sure enough roll up in five cop cars for one journalist.
And again, this is going on all over the country, but the particular elementary school you went to, give people that headline and the name of the school.
Doss Elementary is an Austin ISD school, and I was there. I'm very far away from the kids, just talking about what they're teaching, and they just right away call the cops and try and make.
And again, it's on record. They lock the parents. They lock the parents out. Paxton, the attorney general, states that students must obtain written consent from their parents before the school delivers human sexuality instruction according to state law. I mean, this is pure pedophilia. The pedophiles have figured out a bureaucratic way to do it. This is happening literal miles from our studio right now. Here's a clip of Christy Lee just a few days ago in Austin.
Christy Lee here. I'm outside of Doss Elementary
Creek in Austin ISD School. We have just been ticketed for being on the property and told not to come back for an entire year or we will be arrested. All of this for wanting viewers to know what they're indoctrinating the children with here at Dawes Elementary. Now, Dawes Elementary's been mighty proud of what they have going on this week. Their Pride Week. They have had videos and pictures of the students celebrating a whole week dedicated to teaching children as young as four about gender ideology and, you know, acceptance. But, you know, they need to know about binary, non-binary. You can be a boy, girl, or creature, you know, anything when it comes to Pride Week here at Dawes Elementary. Now, they did get some backlash for this, especially because documents obtained show that the teacher's instructions were to tell the kids what is said in this classroom stays in this classroom. And remember that what is shared in the Pride Circle is confidential. Well, obviously, some parents had issue with this and brought the attention of the matter, and because of that, they did update the documents to say, teachers, make sure that you remind the children that they're allowed to share this information with the parents. How good of them, right? To be allowed to share with the parents. But if you want to see the whole report...
All right, guys, we're going to stop right there, and, you know, we're a live show. It's just par for the course. You know, I asked people days ago when I came here, I said, can we have the Christie Lee clip where they, we're going to come back to you, Christie, okay? Just, we're going to come back next hour. Just, everything's okay. I asked for the clip where the police throw you off, okay? That's the clip I want. And so I'm going to host the next hour. I'm going to come back, put them on hold. We're doing it, okay? Everybody gets me longer now. Because, you know, that's just the way this is. Man, I've financed this. You guys have financed this. And it's just like, it's just insane to me how screwed this is and what everything is done here, you know. We're going to run rebroadcast till we get that clip. We're going to start the next hour. And we're going to get this out to people. We're going to show the police. Hell, I can pull it up. Jesus, it's on my phone. I mean, we're going to get it. We're going to do it, okay? It was the last thing I do on Earth. We're going to get the right clip in the thing. Hell, I'll show you the clip. I mean, it's on her channel. I mean, you know, it's a Bandai video. So, we're going to go to break. We're going to start the next hour. I'll introduce the guest. We'll get the clip. And this is important information that these terrorists, these globalists, these perverts, these pedophiles do not want you to see, ladies and gentlemen. They do not want you to see this information, but we're going to air this information straight ahead, or I'm going to shut InfoWars down. In fact, maybe it's just time. You know, seriously, like, everybody just wants this. Everybody just needs this. They just, it's just an absolute imperative that this type of thing go on. So we're going to start InfoWars coming up. We're going to start Sunday Live with Christie Lee and I want to show her for you straight ahead. Because the whole point of them doing these next 2 hours was this, you know. Man, I tell you, unbelievable. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com tomorrow's news today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.